And hello and welcome to Live Well here on Business Radio X, broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, and joining me is my fiance Tracy, and also our experts today, our whole food health coach, Stephanie Wolf, and from Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants, DeWitt Thompson. And great to see you guys today. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. How are you, Mike?
Excellent.
Well, we were talking just a few minutes ago, and I thought we were like 2 months into this program, and it's only been a little over a month, so I guess that's kind of normal. It just feels like it's been a lot longer when you're on this side of the table.
Yeah, I think especially when you're first getting into a program, it takes a little while to build those habits and to kind of get acclimated to all the new things we're introducing to you.
Now, this is our third installment for the show, Live Well. And for those that have been following from the very beginning, it's my journey and Tracy's journey to healthiness and happiness. I guess they kind of go hand in hand.
And hopefully it's your journey too. You're joining in and listening and hopefully you're going to participate in your own health journey.
Right. Stephanie is a national board certified health and wellness coach, which is the highest level of training available to health coaches and is a coveted partnership with physicians and medical practitioners. She works with clients individually or as a group through a step-by-step process using advanced coaching methods, offering her clients full access to resources and tools to support them throughout their health journey. Folks may know this by now, but we're reminding everybody about your expertise. As a two-time cancer survivor, now 18 years clean, she knows about body systems and the nutrition that fuels them. She calls herself a preventionist.
Love that term, yes.
Because it's her belief that prevention is a stronger goal than finding a cure or treatment for diseases that are robbing us from our health and happiness. It's almost like prevention, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure?
Exactly.
Try to get ahead of it.
Cure and treatment is no fun. Prevention can be fun.
DeWitt's a certified personal trainer and performance enhancement specialist through the National Academy of Sports Medicine and owner of Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants. He has been involved in the health and fitness industry for over 12 years, working with sports teams, corporate groups, and individuals, helping them achieve their health and fitness goals. He started Healthy Life and Fitness Consultants 4 years ago when he realized the need for personalized and convenient training that gets results. And we've already seen that, DeWitt, because the plan that you've got me on has been different from Tracy's, because after the first workout, she was hurting in some areas. She said, no more lunges, and you listened.
I did. Now, as I've told you guys during the consult, I can't always promise that I'm going to stay away from the things that you don't like, but when something really, when it makes you that sore, when it's really bugging you, or even if you just don't like it, I'll try to avoid it as much as we can, because more often than not, there are alternatives that we can use and we can still get great results from it. So I changed up the programs a little bit, made it a little bit different for each of you.
How do you know when that cutoff is, DeWitt, where, like, for example, the last time we worked out, I hurt for a couple of days. I was a little sore. Wasn't bad, though. For her, after the first one, yeah, she's shaking her head right now. You were hurting for what, a couple weeks?
About a week or a week and a half.
So, where is it where it's when someone should know, okay, I probably pushed it a little too far?
It's going to be different for every person. So, certainly a week, week and a half, she's going to be, that's too sore. That's more than we want, right? But it's going to be different for every person. We may do something the next time we work out that gets you sore for 2 or 3 days, and we realize that we pushed it a little too far there. We may do something the next time with Tracy, and you're not sore at all, which is okay also. Just being sore shouldn't be an indicator of a good workout. If you're not sore, that doesn't mean that you didn't get a good workout in. Same as if you are sore, that doesn't necessarily mean that you got a good workout.
Okay, and you like, as you say here in the bio, personalize the workouts. So if somebody says, well, I want to get a little quicker, then you'll kind of tinker with the workouts. And how often do they change?
They change every 3 to 6 weeks typically. Now, when you guys first started, we're still altering the program a little bit. And usually over the first 2 to 3, 4, 5 sessions, I alter that. And I kind of use that as part of the assessment phase to figure out, for instance, the lunges that really bothered Tracy. figure out what's going to work for you, what's not going to work for you, and I alter it from there. That's still part of that assessment phase. After that, I alter it every 3 to 6 weeks, depending on how you're progressing in your goals. If you're progressing and still doing really well, we don't want to change something if it's not broken. If you've kind of become stagnant and plateaued and you're not moving along, then we'll change things up a little earlier. So it just depends.
We also talked before we came on the air that sometimes life gets in the way. And Tracy's had a couple things that – go ahead and tell them some of the things that you've had happen with you. I mean
– well, first of all, going back to the workout, it wasn't like a whole body soreness. So, the workout was great. It was just the one part – which could be different for other people. So I don't want to make it sound like, he worked me over where I just couldn't move. I was sore all over for a day or two, but just the lunging part, that part of me not doing something like that on a normal basis was really sore, that I thought was a little bit more than just a soreness from a workout. And yes, a week or so after that, I broke my finger playing tennis, praying that this is not a sign of things to come. But I also have to talk to Stephanie for a few minutes.
Right, she's going to be excited about some things that we've learned.
When we met, was it a week at Friday, about a week or so ago?
Almost 2 weeks.
And I was completely feeling great, thinking I was doing so great by drinking, 72 ounces of water. And then I come to tell her that I will not give up Crystal Light to put in my water. And she was like, oh, let me tell you. And I was really, I had no idea. And I went home and I actually read the small print on there. And yes, I have been doing this for about a year, drinking 3 of these. But I use 2 packets each, 1,800 grams of caffeine a day.
Yes.
And I, lately have started having major issues, intestinal, heartburn, acid reflux. That Friday after we met, I have not put a single Crystal Light in any of the water.
Yay!
I've had, and I've not had a
Everyone's
single.
Everyone's applauding right now.
I've not had any more.
An applause track.
Stomach pain, nothing.
Awesome.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, just something small like that, because I've never dreamed. I thought, it's advertised as it's an alternative, is good. So I thought, okay, well, that's a great way to get your water in if you're, mm-hmm. And come to find out, I've probably been eating away ever since then. It's just gotten progressively worse. But yes, I have not picked it up since then, and it's been, I know we've been doing this a little over a month, and I know you explained to me about the weight. I have lost 4 pounds, but it is helping now with the water, with maybe that's an explanation for things. And so hopefully I'm going to be on the upswing. So
that day was a little touch and go.
Yes.
You weren't too open at first,
yes,
about making that change. And that's why with my clients, I always ask permission. Is it okay if I share with you some of what I know about,
yes,
the artificial sweeteners and some of those kind of things? They really are saboteurs. And a lot of people don't realize how much they sabotage your endocrine system. Mm-hmm. So your endocrine system is either going to burn the sugar or it's going to burn the fat. And you want it to burn the fat. But the other side of when you sat down and said you were having stomach aches and you were having all this esophagus issues and reflux, and I was trying to think of our plan and what we were doing that could possibly cause that, and mm-hmm. I couldn't think of anything, and I was so happy to hear 72 ounces of water. Even I don't drink that every day, so I was pretty happy with that when you said that. But then through our conversation, hearing what you were adding was something that definitely it's an innocent thought. Mm-hmm. Many people, it's not just you, so don't feel bad. Many people think that. Mm-hmm. But I tell my clients all the time, if you wouldn't shower in it, it's not cleansing the inside of your body. So even green tea is good for you, right? But I wouldn't shower in it. Mm-hmm. So the cleanse part is really have to be connected to the water, and the way your body processes water is much different when it than it processes other liquids, such as alcohol or coffee or tea or Crystal Light.
Mm-hmm.
When she left that day, she's like, I am not giving up my Crystal Light. But then you made her read the packet.
Mm-hmm.
By educating us, you made us actually read the labels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. As I just said, when you go home, just read the label and see what you find, because there is a lot of information that many people don't read.
Right, and I had read it before, but never had I seen the caffeine part is very tiny, way at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding. I really had no idea that this would have caffeine. I mean, I think, I've given up caffeine. And come to find out, I'm drinking like a huge amount every single day. So I did. Remember, I was... couple of first days very cranky and headachy, and I attributed that to obviously the caffeine. I didn't even realize that I was doing it, but I
the caffeine and the obviously the carb that mm-hmm. you know creates that little even an artificial sweetener is going to affect your body the exact same way that a table sugar does. The only difference might be in depending on your age and whether a person is insulin resistant. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it affects differently, but I wanted to just really applaud you for that. And the text that you sent me said another part, that which is very exciting to me, that your stomach stopped hurting. You didn't have stomach aches and you weren't having reflux and some of the other parts that you were dealing with before you came in. So not only were you drinking Crystal Light, but I think you were drinking even more because you were trying to increase your water count.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obvious to me as to why you were mm-hmm. having stomach aches and some of the other symptoms that went with that. So well done, Tracy. I'm glad that was a real win for you, and a win for me too.
Yes, and a win for me too.
Yeah.
She's feeling better. win for all of us. Because now she can maybe get back on that training regimen that DeWitt's been put together. Because as you say, you are going to have roadblocks. You are going to have hurdles. There are going to be things that get in the way. But you just got to kind of, I guess, keep those blinders on, both eating right and doing your workouts.
Yeah,
to a degree, I think you're right. It's you can't. When we start with clients, and I know Stephanie and I have talked about this a little bit, but we know that this is not the only thing going on in your life. We know that you're not going to stop everything else that you're doing and just focus on working out and eating right, and that's it. We know that there are going to be bumps in the road. We know things are going to come up. But that's why we're here to support you, and that's why we try to explain things the best way that we can. So when things come up, you'll understand why they're happening, what you need to do to correct them. So hopefully you'll learn to do that from a long-term perspective.
And to that point, DeWitt, maybe the other extreme, that person that's all gung-ho and they go in and they're going to work out 6 hours a day every single day, that's probably the wrong thing to do if you haven't been really very active.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things we talked about when we first started. What we're doing is slowly ramping up the amount of time that you guys spend. Number one, physically, it's very draining. If you were trying to work out an hour a day, 6 days a week, after not having worked out at all, you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to wear your body out. You're not going to be able to recover properly. But also, from a logistical standpoint, you're just not going to have the time. If you're not budgeting for that hour, that's a pretty big portion of your day that you're not used to giving up. So I like to start out with those shorter increments. We'll try to get a really good heart rate up type of workout in 20, 30 minutes, about three times a week to start. After the first couple of weeks, we start ramping it up a little bit more time, a few more days a week. And eventually, maybe we get up to that 45 minutes, hour a day, because you've gotten used to it and you've slowly built up.
I would think, Stephanie, kind of the same thing, in that someone who's been eating fast food their whole life and just eating wrong, all of a sudden they get with you. Obviously, you want them to start eating right, but you can't expect them, I would guess, to all of a sudden drop everything and then they're eating this, you know, everything that you've prescribed. I guess it's sort of a process.
Well, it's absolutely a process, because you want it to be a consistency that you can live with. You want it to be sustainable, because there's a lot of diets out there. And like I've told you guys, you can lose weight on almost every diet that's out there. What it does to your body, though, and the systems is what I have that's my pushback, because I want you to correct the system. And if we correct the system, then your body will not collect the extra pounds. So it's a matter of really making sure that what we're doing is something that you can live with. A program that I call Just Eat Real Food is the key, is really understanding that the more we get away from processed foods, the healthier we're going to be in the long run, the longer we're going to live, the more real produce that we eat, such as vegetables. I always tout the three to one, three vegetables for every one fruit. But the goal with vegetables and even fruits is understanding how it supplies the energy to the cells, because believe it or not, vegetables are the right carb. They are complex carbohydrate. So they keep your body and your energy up for a longer period of time, whereas sugar or even artificial type things are may jack you up and get you all going, but then drops you and you're real hungry. It creates a cycle of hunger because you assume that what you need is more food, and really it's just a lull. Your moods are affected. Lots of things are affected with the kinds of foods you eat. So if I can help somebody see the value of real food and whole food, then that system is going to get the nutrition it needs, and it'll drop the weight as needed. So understanding too the ups and downs with weight, and not necessarily getting too tied to the scale, but yet understanding that your body's doing a full, it's the whole body working together, and that's what's most important. So well done.
Yeah, and I know I had lost some weight, gained a few pounds back, but it just, you know, as long as you know you're eating better. Mm-hmm. And I know when we met a week and a half ago, you and Tracy were talking about, you know, the meals that she's been cooking and what we were having for breakfast and lunch and dinner. And I think, you know, we cheated every once in a while. I think we had our buffalo chicken dip here or there and things like that. But hopefully you saw some progress and felt like we were making some strides, at least in towards our goal of eating healthier.
Absolutely. And every time I get with you guys, it's going to be another little piece of education, because it's not something that I can give all at once. And the more you know, then the more you can do, right? It's like I can't do what I don't know to do. So my goal is to make sure that I help you to know what you need to know so that you can apply that. And wisdom is knowledge applied. So the more you apply what you're learning, the wiser you are, and the more you're giving your body what it's looking for. So I don't really look at those things as cheats, because that makes it feel like I'm restricting. So just another way for you to think about these things is the fact that it's a choice that you make. As long as you're in control and you're making that choice because you want to, then do it. But I think when people get in trouble is when they're completely out of control and they're just eating anything, anywhere, anytime, and quick fix, or I'm hungry or I'm sad. A lot of times people eat for all kinds of other reasons other than the fact that they're hungry. Usually they're sad or they're mad or they're glad or they're emotional, any kinds of reasons. But just picking the right things and then knowing what those things are, as well as give yourself a treat here and there. Don't think about it as cheating, because otherwise you're going to hate the program at some point. And I try not to prescribe foods. That's not my role. But my role is to help you to understand which carbs are good carbs, which protein is good protein, which fats are the good fats, what your brain's looking for, what your heart needs, what you need if you're trying to lose weight, or in some cases, my clients are actually trying to gain weight. So it just depends on the body system and what needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing. Sorry, honey. That's one thing that, you know, slowly over this process of doing this, when I get up to make food, this is the first time, and I don't know how long, maybe it's my buffalo chicken dip is still in the refrigerator after we've made it, you know. But
usually
it's
gone within a day.
I just, because now I'm thinking about, okay, is this what I want to eat, or is there, you know, and I keep the refrigerator pretty well, with vegetables and fruits now and stuff. So we're trying to put things together more.
Nice.
And yes, we put things, you know, we do have our days that we like to have but we also, it's just making us think more. Okay. Along with the exercise part, like I was kind of talking about earlier, how it used to be a couple days go without here or there and it was great, you're good to go. Now this is just like if you're going to a job, it's something I have to do, and I have to put that first. Not because I was trying to tell DeWitt, I'll get up in the morning with every intention of doing this and doing that, and then I get involved in doing 10 other things and I put that on the back burner because I've never really had to think about it. But now it's becoming clear that they go hand in hand, and that needs to be a top priority. I would, you know, just like when I'm doing the laundry or I'm paying bills, or this needs to be a daily, because I told him I'm not lazy. I'm just, when it comes to exercise, that's just not been my top priority. But through this process, it has really started making me think about everything. And yes, when we met the last time, I left, I was in tears. I was crying. I was like, I can't do this. I can't, this is just not. But then as we went along, you know, and I kind of like did my research on this, I was like, you know what? It's going to be slow. This is not an instant fix, Tracy. You've got to, you know, go with a pace, but you'll eventually get there if you'll stick with it and kind of along the way. And it's been great. I mean, of course, might not think so, because I get kind of testy sometimes because I have given up stuff.
What we know is it's a marathon, not a sprint, and you're looking, you know, down the line at the end goal. Yep. Right. So
it's about creating good habits overall, especially right. when you're not used to it. Everything's brand new to you, and it takes a lot of willpower to do that. But once you create that habit, then it becomes a lot easier, and it's just steady every day.
And I'm sure, DeWitt, you would agree that the benefits that you start to feel, like at first it feels like there's all these things that you're not having or all these things that you're quote-unquote giving up. And that's why I try to create a variety, and that's what DeWitt was talking about too, having a variety of things and changing up your routine. Like I have a fitness room in my house, so I may do my treadmill or I may do my one thing is unplugged now. I can't find the plug, but I still use it, my climber thing. And
stair climber?
Yoga. Yeah, it's more of an elliptical, okay. actually, but since it doesn't plug in when we can't find the plug anymore. So now I have no electronics with it. So I end up doing other things, but we have kettlebell or we have punching bag and, you know, some other, my personal favorite is yoga. So I do more yoga just because it's just a part of what makes me feel good. But I know I need more cardio sometimes, so I'll switch it up, but switching it up is good. And that's why I write new recipes or send new ideas or, okay, we're talking about fat, so here's an idea. Later today, I'm going to be at Clarkston Middle School doing a class for the middle schoolers. And so last week we talked about vegetables and fruits, and we did talk about processed foods. And today I'm talking about brain food. And brain and heart is something that I think that at my age, I don't know about anybody else's age, but just turning 60, the thing that I'm focused most on is my brain health. And I think we don't think about those things when we're middle school or 20s or 30s even. We start thinking, wait a second, I'm forgetting things, or I'm not as clear, I'm kind of foggy, and or, you know, you start having maybe heart palpitations or some crazy things, because when we have made those decisions for a long time that have not been good and we've not been working out, we've not had someone to really educate us, because I think that's the thing that DeWitt brings as far as a training goes, because I know I can walk my neighborhood or I can get on my treadmill or I can join a volleyball team or play tennis. But what DeWitt does is customized to what it is you're trying to do, what you're trying to obtain, whether it's muscle bound male, female in your gym, or whether it's, you know, the mom that is losing baby weight or wants to tighten skin and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Again, so it really has to be custom, and it really needs variety. And it, like you said, it really needs to become habitual so that you look forward to it. And eventually, it's kind of like going up a hill. Eventually, you know, you're like, oh, this is fun and it's easy and it's a part of my life now. And so just keeping on, that's what it takes. Stick-to-itiveness.
It becomes a habit, like brushing your teeth every day. You don't even think about it. You just do it. You just do the workout. You just eat properly. I can tell you it's been hard for me a couple times at nights, and you're craving a snack or something to eat, or even during the day I'm craving something and I go to the fridge looking for something like a cookie or something. And I think you got to keep temptation out of it. Don't have snacks and bad stuff all over the place. Or in our case, we've got kids and they want that stuff. So we just said, listen, you take it and hide it in your room, mm-hmm. because I'll go to the refrigerator just looking for something and I don't find anything that I really want. So I just grab grapes or celery or something. I got no, you don't have any other choices there.
Yeah. That's cool. I call it de-no-knowing your pantry. So de-no-knowing might mean getting rid of some things. After you read the labels on some of them, you will want to get rid of them. But on other things, it might be just separating a space that's yours from a space that's your mate's or your kid's or something like that, just so that that's what you go to. That's your go-to. And having things that you really enjoy is something that's real important to me. So when you do want a snack, that's what you need to say. You know what? I don't like this other thing that you are suggesting. What else could I do? And then that's where I can put together some things that may be more beneficial to you than maybe some things that we had talked about in the past. I know that the one thing that you loved was the Raincrest Coast crackers with goat cheese and honey. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that again, figuring out a way to add a little. In fact, that's the snack I'm bringing for the kids today. So we'll see how that goes. we're gonna frost the crackers. They're not going to know what this frosting is. But so I try to make it so that it's fun. But I think we all need to do that. Once you realize what a healthy fat is and a healthy carb and a healthy protein, you'll start putting those things together for yourself. It'll feel good and it'll taste good. And whatever doesn't taste good, that's where you have to say, Stephanie, what else you got? Because I've got tons of stuff. So I can.
Yeah. Well, I know that now that we're not having like an after dinner suite or whatever, I can't wait to have the high enzyme dessert, because I've learned to really enjoy that. So I make sure I stick to that every night and I don't have anything else afterwards. I've tried really hard. That's my it. And
it really is amazing.
So proud of you.
It is amazing that awesome. When you finally get over the hump, you actually don't miss things. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you don't crave it quite as much. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and I've mentioned this before, is, you know, we talk about eating healthy and eating less when you sit down every time and do more of the five, not even call them meals, but the five, what do you call them?
I call them mini meals.
Five mini meals. You really aren't, you're never hungry.
Good.
And that when you do sit down to eat, you can't eat as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I know that even when mm-hmm. I do break, you know, get away from it, and I'm with my son, he wants to grab some fast food, and it's just easy for me too, and I'll grab, I can't eat anywhere as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I always say, you know, if you're hungry, that's not a good sign. I'm not doing my job. So we have to figure out what's missing or what you're missing. So even my school teachers or my nurses, which it's always the hardest for them because they can't have food near them. They're not stopping and taking breaks. They work mm-hmm. straight on through. So having a good nutrition bar that I recommend that they can keep in their pocket and just, you know, maybe have a bite or two here and there, because you're just fueling that body, you know, throughout the day rather than waiting and letting your insulin drop so low. Because once you get hungry, that's a sign that your insulin has dropped way too low. And you're usually going to consume a whole lot more than what you need because you think you need more. But I always say this, if you think about it in terms of your gas tank in your car, that your car only holds a certain amount of food. So no matter how empty the tank is, it still only holds a certain amount of food. And our bodies should be the same way. We stretch our stomach out quite a bit, but eventually you retrain it again, because your body or your stomach is really only the size of your fist at any age. So a little tiny baby's fist, little tiny baby tummy. So sometimes, you know, that's how babies end up projectile vomiting, because mom is like, okay, I think she's had enough. So it might be the same thing with us, that we kind of get used to going all day. We think we're doing really great because we're keeping our calorie count down, and then at dinner we eat all these carbs, because typically when we're hungry that's kind of a go-to thing. Mm-hmm. And then we just end up consuming way too much and our body gets all messed up, and then every day it's going to drop that need a little bit more, and so it takes less and less calories, you know, in order to make the changes weight wise and so that's why doing it the right way is important.
And that's going to be one thing, as far as you were talking about, well, for me, the baby tummy, I call it a food baby.
I got one too. We just call it a beer belly.
Well, but is when you, this is where this also goes besides hand in hand, besides just where I used to just cut back on eating, or I would play tennis all the time, because the slimmer you get, this has to be tightened up, because it's starting to be really more jiggly and it's like something you notice. And so I'm not that it's happened, but I'm just saying, I was looking in the mirror today and I just thought, oh my God, my stomach is shrinking a little, but I've got to start doing something because I've never had the extra skin. That's, you know, and that's not just going to go away. And it's going to have to be something that really has to be worked at. So there, you know, there the thinking process again. I've got to go hand in hand. You've got to constantly be, you know, thinking in terms of what's my next move, what's my next step. So.
And now that you're feeling better because of the changes you've made with the water and everything and all the advice that Stephanie's given you, now you get back into your workout routine. So now the pounds are going to come right off, right?
Yeah.
And our next show will be, what, 20 pounds lighter, right? Is that how it works to it?
You know, maybe not that much, but, you know, it is amazing how sometimes you, especially when you're first starting, it seems like an uphill battle, and then you'll hit a spot where all of a sudden you'll start to lose more than you expected. You might be struggling, not losing a whole lot, and then your body adjusts to it. And not saying by any means that you drop, you know, 10 or 20 pounds immediately, but you suddenly start to notice those results a little bit more, and you're thinking, okay, this is why I've been doing this. Now I'm seeing the results. And that's a really good feeling when you finally see
that. And they
that.
Really do go hand in hand too, because mm-hmm. the more muscle DeWitt is able to help you build, and the more healthy you eat, muscle does burn more fat than fat
right.
without muscle. But the two go hand in hand, because I know people who go and work out, and aren't losing anything. They're not losing much because they're not making a change that they need to make for the body system to do what it needs to do. And what happens is they build muscle under fat, which is something you don't necessarily want to do. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole nother technical science reason behind that, but the goal with 70% nutrition, and really, because that's what you have 24 hours a day, right? The joke is any fool can work out for an hour. It's the other 23 hours a day that I have to decide what I put on my plate, you know. So I think that the fitness sometimes seems like the way to go, but you've got so many other hours during the day to, you know, either drink things or eat things or, you know, convenience type foods throughout the day, and they can sabotage a great workout that DeWitt's going to give you.
And as we wrap things up, I agree that it goes hand in hand, because you see the commercials for the quick fix, the weight loss pill or whatever, but in the small print says, you know, also with a regimented workout, and then you got the one where you can buy the ab buster or some of those things, and then the small print says, with a healthy diet. You don't look like those people that you see on the TV with just doing one or the other. You really do have to do both of them. So here we are a little over a month in. I think there's been changes, obviously, good changes. Any things that we need to talk about before we say our goodbyes and for the next show?
For me, I would just say definitely keep doing what you're doing. And I like the attitude that I see, because my program is called Lean, Lifestyle, Exercise, Attitude, Nutrition. So lifestyle is just how you see life, how you live, how you make choices. And Tracy hit it on the nail on the head there. Exercise, obviously a big part, but your attitude going into any kind of a life change, especially one that you want to take into the rest of your life, that's definitely something. You have to have the right attitude. You have to have a stick-to-itiveness. You have to have a go-getter attitude. And then, of course, nutrition. Just the more that I'll teach you more about the foods that we eat and some other choices and give you a variety, but you guys are already well on your way.
Yeah, to echo what Stephanie said, that's really what it's about, is having that good attitude. And I would say just continue to build those good habits as well. You guys have a great positive attitude about it. You seem very upbeat about it. And I think that really is the first step. I mean, as we go forward, every single time that you reach for that apple instead of a cookie, or you work out and put those shoes on and go for a 20-minute walk or workout instead of just staying in bed, it builds those habits just a little bit more. And you guys are well on your way.
Well, I'm glad I've had this show, because after our last meeting with Stephanie, I don't know if we'd have another show, because it was hard, as you said, Tracy said.
Don't make me sound mad. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you my phone number in a minute, and I can I'll clear this all up.
I'm going to have some parting words for our listeners, but for those that would like to find out more about you, Stephanie, look into what you're doing, maybe you know, work with you. Give us all your information.
I would love to work with you. I do assessments, and our assessment is $99. And sometimes in an hour, you can get a whole lot of information from me and be well on your way. My name is Stephanie Wolf, and I'm a National Board Certified Health Coach. And my office is in downtown Sugar Hill at the Sweet Spot, Suite 201. My phone number is 770. I'll stop while you grab a pen. 846-3515. Look forward to talking to you.
Sort of ironic that you stay at a place called the Sweet Spot, although it's S-U-I-T-E, S-U-I-T. But still.
In our sweet city, that's the city of Sugar Hill.
Yeah, sweet and sugar. You're all, yeah, all over the, right? All the things that you're not supposed to be having.
I'll tell you that story another day.
Yeah, you guys can find me at hlftraining.com, and you can see some of my online training options as well, which is part of what we're doing with Mike and Tracy as well, so I can work virtually with a lot of different people. And then you can reach me at 770-757-2695 or by email at healthylifeconsultants@gmail.com.
And just a final reminder to our listeners of these podcasts, this is a series, so it's really best to listen to the first show, and they're all labeled episode 1, 2, 3, and so on and so on, and this is the third one. And we'll probably have 7 or 8 before we call it wraps and see where we're at. But it is a series, so we do ask you that, you know, please listen to them in order. If you haven't listened to number 1 or 2 yet, go back, listen to 1, then 2, then 3, and you can track our progress and our journey and hopefully get you excited about you taking your own journey as well. So for Stephanie and DeWitt and Tracy and our producer Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Live Well on Business Radio X.